FM 90.3 WJTL, Ben Fuller, O Come All You Faithful. Cutlass, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Merry Christmas to you. Happy Thursday. Liam and Fred with you, 7:03.
Taking a look at the WJTL end of the year donation thermometer. $488,231 is the target to reach budget by the end of the year. So far, your donations have totaled $120,918, which is 25% of our goal. Your financial support helps WJTL be a light in the community. If you have not already done so, we invite you to send your end of the year donation today to WJTL at 1875 Junction Road, Manheim, PA 17545, or online at WJTL.com. Thank you so much for believing in this radio ministry, and thank you for investing in the lives of listeners who are impacted daily.
This morning, our very special guest from Anchor Lancaster, one of our favorite people in the entire world, Patty Estep, is here. She's the executive director. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
We love having you here.
Thank you. We love being here.
Thank you for the Christmas gifts as well. Very thoughtful and kind of you. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd love to just say good morning to my team at Anchor Lancaster. Many of them are already in the kitchen cracking eggs and getting things ready to welcome our guests this morning.
Nice. And when Patty comes, we figure out whose grandkids, you know, how old they are, where they are, what they're doing, and we try to catch up a little bit. And you told me that since today is Roast Chestnut Day, you might be one of the few people I actually know who has had a roasted chestnut. Tell us about this.
Yes, I had the privilege of being in Italy just in October, and there were open chestnuts being roasted on the street corner, and it was like, oh, it's more than a song.
Yeah.
And they were just delicious. They were nutty but creamy, and it was just a real treat.
That's so fun. I mean, we sing about it every year, but yet I've never had them.
That's so true.
So there's just vendors, just street vendors.
Yes, almost
roasting
on every
them right there.
Almost on every corner there was somebody roasting chestnuts.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. Yes. Now, the reason you're here, let's talk about Anchor. Tell us all about what you guys do.
I would love to. So Anchor Lancaster is in Lancaster City, and we feel that we are there to share the love of Christ Monday through Friday. And the way we do that is we anchor people's days by offering them a free breakfast. And then our unsheltered neighbors, we also offer a free shower. We have case management. We do a winter warming center for our unsheltered neighbors. We did have a summer shelter this past year, which was an added thing for us.
Right.
And we do limited laundry.
It's amazing. What are some new things that you're doing for your folks this year?
I'd love to share that with you. So we added case management this year. We hired a young man who works with our guests. And then we also added the laundry. And we opened, opened our winter warming center last Monday, and we've already served 64 unique individuals.
Amazing.
At that. This week alone, Anchor has been involved in coordinating with the Office of Aging regarding several elderly individuals. We've connected two individuals with rehab for substance abuse. And we have also continued our showers and our breakfast, and we have see over about 125 people a day.
That's amazing. So you're feeding them breakfast, meeting their needs, helping them find a job, find a place, get their feet back up and going.
Yes.
It's amazing. You always bring us great stories about how God's at work through Anchor. Do you have any you could share with us this morning?
Sure. I'd like to just share a story that happened this week. The Lancaster Police social worker who we partner with, and they do an amazing job. She brought an unsheltered man over and connected with Anchor Lancaster. Anchor welcomed the man inside out of the cold. We provided him with food, water, coffee, and a place to rest. And by God's grace, our case manager was able to find a shelter bed for him, kind of off the beaten path place, and then we were able to provide transportation, and we know that the client has arrived and is blooming in his new situation.
That's wonderful. Are you finding that the situation with folks needing homes, needing a place to live, is growing right now?
Yes, absolutely. We are seeing more and more new faces every day.
Yeah, because I know rent is so high, the cost of living, I think, also pushes people that direction.
Yes, that
as well.
That is correct. And affordable housing is very limited,
right?
In the county, and the need is higher than what we have to offer.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I want to talk more with you about what's going on at Anchor Lancaster. I know you guys are going to be at Clipper Magazine Stadium. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So we have a tree at Christmas Tree Lane. It is sponsored by Lititz Mutual, and each vote is $2. You can vote online or you can go there. You still would vote online even if you go, but it's just such a lovely event. I was there recently with my family, and you can walk around and see all the beautiful lights. I got to actually whisper a little secret into Santa's ear, and I asked him if we could win.
Yeah.
So it's $2 a vote, but it is free to attend.
And I understand that you have been voted the number one nonprofit in the past.
We have, and we just were voted for the third year in a row through Lancaster County Magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm.
That's awesome. If folks want to know more about what you're doing, if they want to support you besides the tree, they can do that online.
Yes. Our website is anchorlancaster.org.
And coming up, I want to ask you about volunteering, but we'll talk about that on the way.
All righty.
Check it out online, anchorlancaster.org. We'll talk more with Patty. Also, more Christmas music, Finding Favor, Sixpence None the Richer, and much more coming up.